Regarding Sully's question about big plays, I look back in last year's defense, and it was a tone of aggression when you talk about setting the club record in terms of sacks and, you know, the interceptions, second in the league. How much did aggression or maybe being overly aggressive maybe contribute to giving up some of those big plays? And do you have to maybe dial that? Is there a dialing back that needs to happen?
Well, I think, Tim, what happened was, you know, you go back and look at it, you know, the ones that I would say we gave up early on really was matchup and personnel. You know, we had a lot of injuries on the outside with our corners, and we had some guys in there that, you know, maybe we could have, looking back, could have helped more. You know, and we said that even when Mike was here. But that's what we were doing. So, you know, you, when you look back, what we could have done differently, yes, we could have done some things to help the corners more, but a lot of the big plays were there. In the run game, though, that wasn't the case. You know, we've lost some gap control at times, and we wound up giving up some big plays there. And I think it's important to note that, you know, when we talk about the defense and the big plays, also offensively, we didn't have many. You know, so we've got to get our share on the offensive side of the ball also. You know, where we create big plays, where it's either a missed tackle and a big run, but more so from that standpoint, we have to have our share too.
Hey, Doug, last year you had CJ healthy for the first quarter and battling it the rest of the time. How important, I mean, the impact he can have on an offense, in order for your offense to succeed, does he have to be the dynamic player that a lot of people think he can be?
I think it's, you know, for us to succeed, I would say we need everyone, and I don't want to. And the reason why I want to answer the question this way is because, God forbid, if something does happen, I don't want to say, "Hey, in week one, you said if CJ was hurt, your offense will not succeed." That's not fair to the rest of the players that can do well. But do we need CJ Spiller to stay healthy, and does that make us more explosive? Absolutely, no doubt about it.
Now he had his touches; they shared touches when they were both healthy, Fred and CJ. Now you've added two guys to the mix. Do you think CJ is truly a 20-touch guy? If you get things rolling on offense, is he a guy who can handle 20, 25 touches a game, or are you going to just stay away from that?
I think with the right touches, yes, I do. I think with the right touches, yes. You know, and where they come from, absolutely.
Meaning receiving, too.
I think every which way you can. So when we talk about touches, I would assume you mean touches every which way you can get him the ball, who's an explosive playmaker, yes.
You think he's learned, just in the time you've had him for a year plus, has he learned better how to run in the NFL? Like early in his career, we wondered, because he got away with so much in college because he was so much better, and maybe he had to learn how to run in this league. Do you think he knows how to run in this league now?
I think one of the things when you're an explosive player, I don't want to say that it is learning to a certain extent for anyone, really, when you come into this league, because the holes in college, you know, for some players are so much wider, you know, than when you get to this league. And if you do see a hole in this league, it closes so quickly. And, you know, one of the things is you see a lot of flashes. And someone with speed and making big plays like CJ does, you know, you jump sometimes when you see that hole open up. And then you sit and say, oh, what is he doing? What is he doing? You know, but I think as you get experience in this league, everyone, every single back, you get better and better in knowing when to take it up in there, when to take it out, situationally, how the defense is playing. So I think everyone learns to an extent as they keep playing.
Hey, Coach, you had to wait until pretty deep into camp before Cordy Glenn was healthy and you settled on this five. Can you talk about this group, what you like about this five? And I don't know if you want to compare. You have a couple of new guys from last year. If you want to compare them to the group you had up front.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't compare them because that's really not fair. But I would say, you know, if anything, and you look back at training camp, one of the things, you know, we couldn't get that right until Cordy, you know, came back. When I say right, meaning the best five out there. So, you know, that took a little time, you know, for us to do. If I had my brothers, I would have much rather that happened early in training camp, as all of us will. But I will say they've worked well together. You know, Chris Williams has done a nice job in there. Eric Pierce has really been good. I think what you're going to see from them is getting better and better as the year goes on. And that happens, and you need that from everyone. But they need to come out and play well. And it's a good group. It's big. We can move. Both tackles can move well. They're athletic. You know, both of the guards, you know, we're pretty athletic, even though we have some size. Our challenge would be how powerful we can be.